Meet Jim Reed, a fictitious character created by Liza Elliott. At last, I have become part of the plot in a mystery novel. Being a fictitious character is never something I would aspire to. I tend to think that the simple act of writing stories and books means that somehow the essence of Jim Reed is implied in each tale, since I, the writer, write only from real life. It is important for me to write straight out experiential truth so that I don't have to make anything up out of thin air. But now, in addition to being a real person in real-time stories, I have also become a fictional character within a work of fiction. It's all because of author Liza Elliott. Liza used to drop into my life once in a while, whether at writing events or at read books. She would sometimes jokingly tell me that I ought to be a character in one of her books. I would laugh, make a wisecrack, and dismiss the idea, never knowing she was quite serious. One day, Liza walks into the shop and hands me a copy of her new mystery novel, 30A Supper Club, Red Camel Press, an adventure that takes place along Alabama's coastline, in the Panhandle, and in Birmingham. She inscribes the book to me in glowing terms, then points out that I am within the pages of the story. No kidding, I am actually part of the book. Liza thankfully describes the shop and me in wonderfully entrancing ways, so there's nothing to be embarrassed about. The book is a fun read. As Liza departs the store, I ask her whether there's a sequel in the works. Yes, there is, and you are in that story too, she beams. Being smart of mouth, I quip, do you think you could throw in an episode in which I have a harmless flirtation with someone, say, Scarlett Johansson? She says she'll think about it. Now I can't wait till the next 30A Supper Club comes out. What adventures will I have that I have never had?